Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm not accompanied today by Ed Stetzer or Todd Adkins. We have a guest host, and it's Bob Logan. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Daniel.
Awesome. So Bob Logan has 40 years of ministry experience, including church planning, pastoring, consulting, coaching, speaking. He has his Doctor of Ministry from Fuller Theological Seminary. This is a Bob and I were connecting together about church planning and leadership, and the idea came up that Bob would actually co-host this show with me. So for the next few episodes here and there, we're going to be having Bob as a special co-host with me. Recently, his latest book is The Church Planting Journey, and we'll make sure to put that in the show notes. So before we get into the episode, why don't you give us a quick snapshot into the church planting journey, and then we're going to talk about crisis leadership for church plants in the midst of COVID-19.
Okay. Well, Church Planting Journey is a fresh rewrite that I developed to reflect the 4 decades of learning, working with church planters in all different types and shapes and different models of churches and so forth. And wanted to go back and do a complete fresh rewrite. This is like a fourth generation church planting book for me. And starting with the core of making disciples and who make disciples. And then in the New Testament, as Jesus gave us that command, then the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, and these groups that gathered were called churches. And so church planting, in a very real sense, is the byproduct of making disciples. And it doesn't really matter what model of ministry you use in terms of church, but the core is the making of disciples. So the book itself kind of walks people through to consider, you know, whether they should plant, how they go about the process, but it's not model specific. And there's lots of questions and helps and resources to help people guide their teams, working with their coach, the intercessors, and so forth. So it's a pretty thorough work that'll be a good resource for church planters.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, you can definitely look that up online, and we'll put it in the show notes. Just go to newchurches.com, hit podcasts, and today's podcast episode number. All right. So as we were talking, Bob, you mentioned that you were actively involved in a new church plant that's 6 weeks old. And obviously your decades of experience coaching church planters. So right now, the thing that is on everyone's mind is coronavirus. It's COVID-19. And the conversations, I mean, just one of my friends in the Midwest is his first preview Sunday was a few weeks ago. By the time we released this episode, his first preview service was a few weeks ago, and he's gone completely online. And other church planter friends and others, I mean, it's just over and over again, you see the fact that as much as COVID-19 and coronavirus has seemingly stopped the world, there are all these guys and individuals who are in the midst of planting or who had just planted, and they're just trying to figure this out. So what coaching would you give them in the midst of, you know, this crisis of leadership?
Well, first, Daniel, I would suggest that they be very flexible. And to be informed with what kind of wisdom and counsel is being given and directives are being given by the health and governmental officials. And to then also, though, reflect back and say, okay, God, what are you up to here? And what do people need? And so how do we support people in their own discipleship and in their own growth and in their own needs to experience God's peace in the midst of these very challenging situations?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good word for For me, locally here up in Edmonton, we are, as we stream and as we just are discerning moment by moment, really, as the news continues to come out and more clarity is there in terms of, okay, is the curve flattened? Is it not? I mean, just even at the time that we're recording today, this evening, the border between US and Canada is going to be shut down other than... right, for non-essential travel, right? So, I mean, every single day it seems like different aspects of our world is coming out, yet the encouragement for my team is the sense of, hey guys, we're not some generic, yes, we're online and a lot of other churches are online, and we're not some generic stream. We need to be a church for Edmonton. We need to be a church, and even as it relates to congregational care, our focus right now is, yes, as we're broadcasting, as we're connecting, as we're sharing, we're focusing in on Edmonton, but we're really focusing in on our neighbors and our church. We don't have the resources to reach our entire city, and neither do I believe that's our mandate to be that, I guess, services, social services for our entire city, but we're really focusing on equipping our church to reach out to their neighbors and to one another as a church.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And one of the key things to realize is that since we're now going much more decentralized, the resourcing that you provide to people is, how do I live as the hands, feet, and voice of Jesus in the midst of where I am? You know, my neighborhood, if you're in a place where you still are connecting with coworkers in a job, because some are deemed to be essential services, how do I be Jesus in that situation? And so one of the key questions I think we need to address is not just like porting church, the big service experience, into the home, but how do you help it to be more interactive, more supportive, maybe more little clusters through a video conferencing together, and to be able to pray for each other and support and have a series of coaching type questions to help people sort of discern, what do I need to do to keep my family safe? What do I need to do to be able to share the love of Jesus in a very practical way and support my neighbors and so forth?
Yeah, we're going to just take a quick second to hear a word from our sponsor for today, and we'll get back right into it. Launching a new church or campus is exciting work, but it can also be hard work, and the details can quickly become overwhelming. Getting incorporated, building your launch team, finding a location, marketing the launch, there are so many things to do. When you partner with Portable Church, they help you navigate all of the gear you'll need so you don't have to get bogged down with the logistical details now or bad systems later. They free you up to focus on what you, as the pastor, have been created to do. Hear God's direction, cultivate a team of disciple makers, and share Jesus with the community. If you're thinking of launching in this year or next, we encourage you to check them out at PortableChurch.com/Lifeway. All right, Bob. So are you referring to that kind of experience within the Sunday morning, or are you referring more in regards to groups, those clusters, and encouraging and praying with one another?
Well, actually probably both.
Okay.
I think that the thing in the Sunday morning experience is that you don't want people just watching TV, and you know, it's what's different when you're in a crowd and listening to a sermon. That's one thing, but if that doesn't necessarily port nicely if you just have a family gathered in their living room watching the thing. And so therefore you may want to consider, what's the environment in which the people are watching this? And then how could you do something that would engage them to even talk with each other a little bit about it?
Yeah. Yeah. So Bob, what are your thoughts? So it's interesting, right? We're definitely in this crisis, but there's also, I believe, a kingdom opportunity that presents itself. And I've often wondered and talked with our team here where I wonder if this is a way that God's rooting out some of the consumeristic tendencies of the Western church. And obviously this is something that's happening globally, but here in the West, I wonder if this is a method and a way that God is doing that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, That certainly is a very real possibility, because we've so often thought of church just kind of in a programmatic sense, or here's what we do, and we've kind of lost sight of life. Yeah. And how do we live authentic lives and serve and build redemptive relationships with others? And so I think that it could have a profound effect in terms of how we view church and how we walk with God and see where God is working, and then to be able to join him there and to get much more engaged with what is really essential for us to thrive as disciples, and then to be able to serve in ways that really demonstrates the love of Jesus and supports others. So I think it's a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah. And so one of the things that we're wrestling with right now is what kids ministry looks like. And it's interesting, because obviously we would want every parent in our church and in all of our churches to be the primary discipler of their children. Yet we know oftentimes it's been, outsourced to the kids ministry and to the kids pastor. Yet now all over the world, especially those who are on lockdown or in their homes, or who are asked to, can't gather together in a church building, there's this notion of, okay, I can't drop my kids off at the kids ministry. They're here right beside me. What do you think, what encouragement would you give pastors and church planners and leaders in regards to kids ministry?
Well, I think this is a phenomenal chance for pastors to be able to equip their people to disciple their own children. And that sounds so ominous and large, but it's not really that tough. It's really just having a short introduction to something with a conversation starter with a question. My wife just is finishing up a whole series that is just designed to do just that. 100 words or less of introduction of a thought with a key question that you could ask your kids and dialogue with them on.
And
just that simple thing, because it's kind of like when you're working with kids, you're living life, and you could say, so do you think you'd want to have Jesus come with us on our walk today we're going to do? or to look around and say, hey, look at this, you know, if you have a chance to be outdoors, to say, what does this show us about God? And you could have these just simple kinds of conversations. And I think that would be huge to be able to help give parents those kind of tools. So we're actually developing, and we'll release fairly soon, 52 of these.
Yeah.
You know, a question for each week, just to be able to proceed. So I think if you just gave parents just a few little things to think about in those kinds of terms, it would be it would be a big difference.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. Because as when we think about kids ministry, there's and even church, what does being the church look like? What does feeding and caring for our congregation look like? And I think there's this sense of, okay, well, we just got to port everything we're doing in that we used to be doing completely online. And it is a different mode. It is a different mode, and things do have to be different.
Right. And that's the question I ask those that I'm working with is what do you sense God wants to accomplish?
Yeah.
And so if you ask parents, well, what do you want to accomplish with your kids? You know, and certainly they have all the normal, you know, they want to have them grow physically well and socially and intellectually and emotionally and all that. But what about spiritually and their connection with God?
Yeah.
And then say, okay, what's some simple ways that you can begin to engage that? I didn't realize this conversation was going this direction, but my wife has actually written a book on that called Child-Centered Spirituality.
Oh, perfect.
And it helps parents, whether they're followers of Jesus or not, to take seriously the responsibility they have to be able to engage their children in their spiritual development and let it emerge from the child.
Fantastic. Well, what I glean from our conversation is, obviously, we're all trying to figure this out in the moment, and there's this sense of waiting on the Lord, on looking to Him in this moment. So just as we finish up, if you were sitting for, I guess, not coffee, but a Zoom call
with
any one of our listeners on a one-to-one basis, and you were just finishing up the time together, what last word of encouragement would you give that church planner who is about to launch and was about to launch but doesn't really know what to do right now, or who has just launched and is trying to figure this all out specifically for them? What would your word of encouragement be?
My word of encouragement would be to go to God in prayer and ask Jesus and the Holy Spirit to guide you in terms of what it is it that God wants to do in this midst. And first off, ask the question, what is God asking me personally to do, and how do you want me to respond? And then to secondly ask the question, Lord, what do my people need? And then to be able to engage them in conversation over the phone or in video chat, to be able to just move more into a come alongside, like a Barnabas, if you would, to help people figure out where are they, what are they facing, and what are the next faithful steps to be able to continue their movement forward as a faithful follower of Jesus.
That's a good word. And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode. Thanks for being my guest co-host, Bob.
My privilege. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We'll have Bob on for a few more episodes, so be sure to look out for that.